On this episode, we're going to talk about all this Zillow and Opendoor news. Opendoor was just fined, and then it was announced Zillow and Opendoor have become partners. Well, what the hell does this mean for you, real estate agents?
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 242 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, and I'm here in my studio, if you will. And if you're watching on YouTube, you see how hilarious that word studio is. Here in my studio in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we're going to be talking Zillow and Opendoor today. There's been a lot of news about these companies lately, and they're two different stories, all right? So most importantly, is not just giving you the news, because you've probably seen the headlines. You've probably read some shit about them. Maybe you've watched a video and got a little bit of context. But I want to dive deep today on what it means to you, what it means for us realtors, and what you should do about it. Should you be changing your behavior, if anything? Should you be focusing on anything different? Should you have any other priorities in your life and in business? So that's what we're going to get into, is what this shit means. So let's start with... Well, shit, let's just jump right into it. So Opendoor, a week or so ago, was fined $62 million for quote-unquote misleading claims, okay? So the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, it was announced they are fining Opendoor $62 million to settle charges for cheating, quote-unquote, cheating home sellers out of thousands of dollars with misleading claims. What the FTC basically said is, Opendoor, you've been lying to consumers, saying that they will make more money selling their house to you, and the data shows otherwise. The data shows that that is not the case, that sellers are actually not making nearly as much money when all is said and done. They're not netting as much money as if they were to sell it on the open market with a licensed real estate agent. And so because Opendoor was claiming the opposite, that, hey, sell it to us, you're going to make more money than if you listed with an agent, that proved to not be accurate, and that got Opendoor into some trouble. Now, there's a lot of agents that are gloating and, you know, taking a victory lap that, oh, Opendoor got fined $62 million. First off, let's talk about that figure, $62 million. Okay, at the time I'm recording this, mid-August, okay, this is after the news has come out and all of that, Opendoor is worth about $4 billion. Their market cap on the stock market is about $4 billion. At one point, it was closer to $30 or $40 billion. Okay, so the value has come down quite a bit as far as what Wall Street's valuing Opendoor. But as of today, $4 billion. They get a $62 million fine. That's like getting a parking ticket if you make $250,000 a year. You know, you have to pay a $50 or $100 parking ticket. Okay, it doesn't do shit to Opendoor. Like, it's literally a slap on the wrist. So $62 million is nothing, but it's what it says. Okay, I'm going to dive into this one first, and then we'll talk about Zillow and Opendoor's partnership, which is just a whole other can of worms. It's a whole other thing for us agents to know about and pay attention to. So with the fine, if you're an agent who is taking a victory lap and, you know, pounding your chest and, you know, basically saying Opendoor, you know, they're full of shit. You should always list with an agent anyways. You know, Opendoor, they're going out of business, you know, blah, blah, blah. Here's what you're missing. And I didn't really see this until I spoke with Barb Betts at Inman in Vegas, just a random conversation at a Starbucks. And she's like, look, agents are missing the fact that the FTC is looking heavily into our industry, how we get compensated, the business models, how much commission sellers are paying to sell their homes, how much money agents are making, like fees. All the FTC is looking at us. Okay, so the eyes of the government, which, let's be honest, they're not here to help. They're not here to improve things. They're here to punish. They do punitive shit. They are here to, you know, to get shit done to meet their own political will for whatever reasons, whichever alliances they have, whoever's pockets they're in, whatever. That's what's happening. So the fact that they were looking at Opendoor in the first place and looking into the data and saying, you know what, you're claiming this, the data shows otherwise, shows that they are heavily looking at our industry. Okay. That could be good for consumers, but that's if you trust the government to do what's right. I don't really trust them to do what's right for sure. So, it could in theory be good for consumers. It's probably not good for consumers or for us real estate professionals. So there's just a ton of scrutiny. What that means for you as a real estate agent is you just need to button your shit up. Okay. You really now more than ever, and look, it shouldn't take this for you to understand the importance of doing what I'm about to say, but you should have been really articulating the value that you provide for the fees that you charge. Now, most of the best agents I know are getting, you know, 6.5-7%, sometimes even more listings. One of our team members yesterday was telling us how he's getting 6.5% listings because he can clearly articulate what they get from it. Here's the services you get. Here's the marketing that I'm going to do. Here's what it means to your bottom line by investing in this cost to list your home with us. Here's what you're going to get. So even though there's agents that are like, I'll list it for 3%, I'll list it for 4%, you know, whatever. He's like 6.5 and he's getting listings all day long. Articulating your value. Okay. So basically, if you're able to back up what you're charging sellers, you're going to be fine. Okay. The problem is agents who are just relying on the market to sell the house for them. You get a listing, you put it on the MLS, you put a sign in the yard, maybe you post about it a few times on social and the house sells. It's not because you're this marketing genius. There's market conditions at play here. There aren't enough homes to satisfy the demand. Even with the market shift, there's still not enough homes. We're still below average from where we were at supply-wise in like 2018, 2019. So we just got so used to the super, super low inventory, meaning not very many homes available and so many people going after them. So you didn't sell that house. The market did. Okay. You were lucky enough to get the listing and then you really did the literal bare minimum. It's not that you're a marketing genius. Well, there are agents and team leaders and, you know, who are marketing geniuses who really do. They have an email list of buyers that they can go to and sell the house before it even hits the MLS. They can position it in front of out-of-town buyers if you're in a certain community that people are moving to from out of town. Like they understand marketing. They understand how to get more eyeballs for the property. And when you do get more eyeballs, you get more offers, you get higher offers. It's just better, right? There's agents that do that. So if you can justify that and show that you actually do provide value for the cost of your services, you're going to be just fine. But the agents who don't, that really don't do shit, and they're like, I charge 6% or whatever, they put a sign in the yard, they post about it on Facebook and let the MLS do its thing. It's really hard to justify the fees that you're charging when the government is looking at, are we just extracting money from sellers? That's what they're looking at. That's what a lot of people think, is that realtors just extract money from sellers. And let's be honest, there are agents out there that's literally what they do. They're not earning the fees they charge. Now, not you, of course. Not you, of course. But we all know the agents that don't do jack shit. And those are the ones who could be in trouble. If the FTC starts looking at stuff, if your state regulator starts looking at what you're charging, what you're actually providing, and they're going to be like, this is bullshit. So button it up, guys, button it up. All right, let's move on to the partnership. So after Opendoor gets fined and agents are, you know, puffing up their chest and crowing about it on social, you know, blah, 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 Opendoor sucks, you know, blah, blah. Great. I hope you had your fun. Because then I think like a week later, Opendoor comes out with Zillow and says, oh, by the way, we're business partners now. Yep, Zillow and Opendoor are business partners. And here's what that means. Zillow, even though they left the iBuying game, okay, they shut down their Zillow offers program a while ago. I don't know if that was a year ago or whatever, but you know, it wasn't last week. They've been out of the iBuying game for a minute. And agents, of course, taking victory laps and, you know, shitting on their grave, you know, all of that. I'm sure I did a video meme of, you know, Zillow being dead or something like that. That's all fine. But Zillow is smart as shit. If you underestimate Zillow long-term, I promise you're going to lose. I promise. There's just so many smart people that are thinking outside the box in ways that we in the industry don't or can't because we're so programmed with how the way things have always been done. If you're programmed with how the way things have always been done, it's really hard to innovate now, isn't it? So they're not programmed with the way things are done. They look at shit, not just Zillow, but any outside Silicon Valley tech firm, like they Opendoor included, they look at what we do and how we do it, and they're like, that's not very efficient. We could do that in half the time. We could do that for half the cost. Like, why don't we just eliminate this whole thing altogether? Because that's unnecessary. They aren't biased with the way things have been done before. That's Zillow, and they are the best of the best at it. So don't ever underestimate them. So they came out and partnered with Opendoor. So they're like, even though we're not doing our own iBuying program, we'll just partner with the biggest one. And now we have seller leads again. Zillow is now back in the seller leads game. Okay. And Opendoor now has Zillow is now their largest lead source, right? They have more exposure through Zillow than they've ever been able to get themselves. So basically Zillow is going to be providing offers once again through their platform from Opendoor. So rather than giving a seller some offers for Zillow to buy it, they're just going to provide Opendoor's iBuying services through their platform. Genius, right? So it makes so much sense. Zillow's back in the headline on Real Trends. Zillow's back in the seller leads business with Opendoor partnership. This is a big move for both companies. It reaffirms the continued relevancy of iBuying. It gets Zillow back into the seller lead game and gets Opendoor access to its largest customer acquisition channel yet. It's a match made in lead gen heaven. Zillow generates and monetizes buyer leads, but is missing a product that generates seller leads. So Opendoor generates millions of seller leads, but it's really expensive, and Opendoor only monetizes a fraction of those leads. It's a match made in heaven, right from realtrends.com. Okay. Interesting. So if you thought Opendoor's dead, or Zillow's dead, or Zillow is permanently out of the offers game, you're wrong. They're just making moves. They're making moves that you aren't considering. So what does that mean for you, a real estate agent? As always, you'd better be able to articulate why someone should hire you. You better be visible. Look, Zillow cannot compete in your neighborhood. They cannot compete on your street. They cannot compete in your subdivision. They can citywide. So if you become the expert, if you dominate search, if you dominate Google through your website, through your blog, and then you dominate social media, and you become known as the homes and holiday guy, you know, for example, or the condos in Salt Lake lady, whatever, and you just become known as that person, you can absolutely beat Zillow at their own game at a local level, but you can't beat them, you know, statewide, citywide, nationwide. So if you are visible online and you're doing content, people are getting to know you, they're making a connection with you, they're learning what you do for a living, they're learning, they're deciding for themselves through what you post that you are very good at what you do, you're knowledgeable, they can trust you, and you're likable, you're going to win. You're going to win. So if you're sitting there thinking, oh my God, Zillow and Opendoor are partners, I'm dead, we're all going out of business. You dipshits have been saying that ever since I've got into real estate. You dipshits have been saying that for 11 years. Okay, I knew about Zillow before I ever got my real estate license. And I was like, well, that's a cool website. I didn't really understand what they'd do with it, what it would become. I didn't know that at one point I'd be, you know, be paying Zillow, Trulia at the time, for leads. I didn't understand that, but I knew of Zillow. So look, ever since I got into the game, agents are freaking out that they're going to be out of business. Well, are you? Did they put you out of business? There's a lot of teams out there, a lot of agents that all their business comes from Zillow, or a large majority of their business comes from Zillow. Now, that's a double-edged sword, right? And we can talk about that till we're blue in the face. Is Zillow good or bad for our industry? It depends on how you look at it. It really depends. So look, here's a partnership that will get traction. They will get sellers going to Zillow. They will get sellers getting offers from Opendoor, and they will get sellers accepting those offers and not listing with an agent. They're going to list through, you know, Zillow's agents or Opendoor's agents or however they're structuring it. Okay. What, 3% of the sales are going to do that? You know, 5%? I don't know. It's very minimal. So if you can just learn to articulate your value proposition, which is a fancy way of saying, what the hell do they get if they hire you? What are you going to do for them? What does it mean? Like literally, tangibly, what are the services you're going to provide? What are the things you're going to do on their behalf? What are the things that you're going to do for them behind the scenes that they don't even know need to be done? What are they going to walk away with when all is said and done? After all the fees and costs and everything of selling a house, what are they actually going to net? If you get really freaking good at articulating all of that, you're going to win. You're not just going to survive. You're going to thrive. You're going to become one of the biggest, most successful agents in your market. Because the biggest, most successful agents in your market, guess what they're doing? That. They're doing that. You do that through videos, possibly podcasts, social media posts, social media content. Look, the internet is, like, social media is the internet. Web 2.0, it's called. Okay, it's like Web 1.0 was before social media. It's hard to even imagine the internet before social. Now there's Web 2.0, which is like social is the internet, right? And everything kind of like runs around social somehow. Web 3.0, which I don't even know why I'm mentioning this, but some of you may have heard of Web 3.0. That's what they're calling blockchain and cryptocurrency and decentralized web and kind of like this next step, this next evolution in what the internet is. And some of that's already come into fruition. Some of it's already being implemented. But where we're at now is this Web 2.0 social media world where the internet is social media. Social media is the internet. So pretty important that you have a presence there. Not just social, but in search. And I don't just mean website, blog, Google. YouTube is one hell of a search engine. Your dishwasher breaks. It won't start. What do you do? Now, hopefully if you have a home warranty, you call them, say, come fix the shit. Or you call a professional, come fix the shit. Or if you're just curious, you're just going to go to YouTube and say, why my dishwasher won't start? How to fix a dishwasher that won't start? And you're going to maybe find that, oh, this little thing became disconnected, or, oh, you just need this new whatever. YouTube is the biggest search engine behind Google on the planet. So you should probably show up there somehow. Something to think about. You do those things, you can absolutely win. Those things are more important now than ever. So you don't need to do anything new with Opendoor and Zillow's partnership. But I hope you understand the urgency of doing the things that you know you need to do. The urgency is now greater than it was 3 weeks ago because Opendoor had a massive audience, massive budget, name recognition, Zillow, the biggest name, the biggest budget, the biggest audience, and now they're partners working together. You got to take that shit seriously. Not to be afraid of it, but to just understand how important it is now to really be seen and found online. There's so many different ways to do that. If you don't like being on video, you can speak words with a podcast. Most of you guys who are listening to this are listening without seeing me. So what I look like, what I'm dressed like today, if I'm having a good hair day or not, if my black hat is on forwards or backwards or at all, if you don't see it, doesn't matter. So you can roll out of bed and do a podcast. Which sometimes I do. So there's more than one way to skin a cat here. But what's important is that you figure out your way so that you can dominate, so that you can actually be found when people are looking for agents locally. And if you're referred to somebody, when that person that you were referred to by one of your past clients goes to Google your name or look you up on Instagram or whatever, and you want to make sure that they find shit that adds credibility, not takes it away. Because a lot of you guys who aren't doing much, or you're just posting pictures of homes or quote graphics, or you go to your Instagram profile and you can't even see your fucking face. That's the biggest red flag ever. Like, I'm a professional. Hire me. Here's my account that I made so people will hire me, but I won't let you see what I look like. Red flag. Weird. So show your face, perhaps. You guys get the point. You guys get this shit. You really do. Guys, I'm working on putting a schedule on my website, the Massive Agent Podcast website, of where I'm going to be, which events I'm going to, which events I'm speaking at in the near future, because, whenever, like, I was in Inman, I went down to Inman for a day last week, and a bunch of messages, oh, I didn't know you were in town, or, whatever. So I want to let you guys know, so I'm working on that. The next big thing that I'm doing, I'm going to be in Dallas, when is it? In 2 weeks. For the EXP Build Conference with Tony Robbins. I'm going to be there. And then Tuesday, what is that? I'm looking at my calendar. Tuesday, August 23rd, I will be cruising to the other side of Dallas to the Tom Ferry Summit for the Broke Agent Media launch party. If you guys are going to the Broke Agent Media launch party at the Tom Ferry Summit, I will see you there. After that, I'm going to Hawaii. I'm going to be speaking at an event on Waikiki Beach in Honolulu, Thursday, September 1st. And if you guys are in Hawaii and you want to go to that event, you want to get a ticket, shoot me a DM on Instagram and I'll find you a link. And we'd love to see you there. I've already had a handful of you guys in Hawaii that are coming. So that's super, super cool. And if you're also in Hawaii, Oahu specifically, and you want to go, shoot me a DM. But I want to get that calendar up because I love meeting you guys. I that's why I do this. Like, I want to help. I want to have impact. I want to have conversations. I want to, it's important to me. So I want to let you guys know where I'm at. So I'm working on that. Guys, I appreciate you listening so much. I will talk to you soon. Go get some shit done. Have a great weekend. See ya.